On Thursday, Indiana suspended its Medicaid work requirement program. Like several other states, it faced a court challenge to rules that could have eliminated health insurance for many low-income Hoosiers. Carter Barrett of Side Effects Public Media explains where Indiana's move fits into the ongoing national debate.
One of the plaintiffs in the federal lawsuit is Monty A. Rose, a 48-year-old Bloomington man. He doesn't have home internet access, reliable transportation, or a stable job. He said he'd lose his health insurance under the state's work requirement. Some 72,000 Hoosiers also were at risk of losing insurance unless they found work, volunteered, or did other specified activities. That big impact is one reason work requirements are being challenged in Indiana and other states.
Well, I think it's probably important to really just look at what's going on in the court system right now.
That's Adam Mueller of Indiana Legal Services. His organization joined the National Health Law Program to challenge Indiana's policy. Similar programs in Arkansas, Kentucky, and New Hampshire already have been shot down by a federal judge. Those cases are being appealed. But even before the Indiana lawsuit, the policy was being criticized.
So the program is already incredibly confusing based on the reports I've heard from folks in the community.
Pausing Indiana's program while the lawsuit plays out will create more uncertainty, but Mueller isn't worried.
I don't know that it would create additional confusion, but it would not be the kind of confusion that would lead to people losing their health coverage.
In Arkansas, 18,000 people lost coverage, and New Hampshire leaders halted the requirements after thousands were at risk of being kicked off its insurance program. Mark Fairchild is with Covering Kids and Families, a group that helps people navigate Medicaid and other state health care programs. So far, many people haven't asked about the changing requirements.
We don't know if folks were disengaged, where they weren't getting the information about the reporting in the first place, if they'd gotten the information, but they just hadn't taken the step of going online. But we know they weren't calling us confused about it.
But with just 2 months before the first big deadline in Indiana's program, he says those reporting hours to the state have been low.
It's difficult because since the reporting requirement is still fairly new, and we know that not a lot of people, certainly not the largest portion of those that should be reporting, had gone onto the state website and reported hours.
Joan Alker is executive director of Georgetown University's Center for Children and Families, a group that has opposed work requirements. She believes Indiana suspended its program for two reasons: the federal lawsuit and poor reporting numbers.
I think the writing is on the wall. First of all, the courts have repeatedly ruled that it's illegal. But secondly, it doesn't work.
Alker says Indiana may be setting the tone as part of the national conversation. Three prominent federal officials hail from Indiana: Vice President Mike Pence, Federal Medicaid Services Head Seema Verma, and Health and Human Services Head Alex Azar. And they have pushed these policies onto the national stage.
So it's quite significant that her own state is now pulling backwards from them.
Indiana state leaders declined to discuss the lawsuit, but in a statement they said it could endanger other parts of Medicaid health insurance. They worry it would affect hundreds and thousands of Hoosiers. Alker disagrees with this.
The judge is not interested in a sweeping ruling. He's tried to be very targeted and limited in his ruling about how the secretary, given the evidence in front of him, cannot approve policies that result in people losing coverage.
That same judge who will hear the Indiana lawsuit ruled against the government in similar cases in Arkansas, Kentucky, and New Hampshire. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.